mostly my phone. They've all lit up multiple times this morning to say, shit is fucked up out there. You should go. So we'll see how that goes. That's what I'm heading off into right now. Traffic right here looks okay, which recently it has been pretty bad because of the construction they're doing, but this looks okay. Got some chicken nuggets and put it inside of Taco Bell food. Like, get a chicken quesadilla and then peel it open and throw some extra nuggets in there. Or just get a cheese quesadilla and use chicken nuggets instead of their chicken, which might be fun. Yeah, I mean, it requires a dedication to, you know, crafting the food. Employing crafting skills. Oh. Alright, well, I was on the freeway for about 45 seconds, and now here I am going 15 miles an hour. This is great. You know, get like just like a bean and cheese, just like a get a bean burrito, and then bite the end off of it, and then shove like four nuggets in there. Or do it like, I mean, this, it's something about, okay. Something about this behavior rubs me the wrong way. I had a friend who, when it came to putting sauce onto Taco Bell burritos, would basically go through half a packet with every bite because he was pouring sauce on the part he was biting right before he bit it. And so it was just this messy process of him holding this burrito and constantly pouring more sauce onto it. And something about it just hit me as grotesque. Something about it was just like, this is, you are like a caveman doing this. Why, like, watching you do this is giving me bad feeling. As opposed to just like, put the sauce, like, you know, if you want, just open it up, put the sauce in, close it back up. Done. One sauce application. When I'm squirting a ketchup onto a corn dog, I do it all at once. Bagel dog, same deal. Just a strip of ketchup across the top. putting it in takes a table. We typically had a table. Typically eating at a table. It was not like, I'm running up the street and I need to put this sauce on this thing. You know, it was never that. Cover. I'll tell you, he is not doing a great job. Side of the hot dog is sandwiched in the bun. Yeah, if you have a hot dog, you put the toppings in the open part of it. But a bagel dog is fully sealed, much like a corn dog would be, so... Sometimes a bagel dog will have an open tip, one of the, you know, be like a hole in one of the ends or something, and I guess you could squirt a bunch of ketchup in there and shake it around and hope for the best, but that seems risky. Song stuck in my head all morning. I don't know why. I'm just gonna put it on. Hopefully this will. Hey Siri, play the song "Quiet on the Set" by N.W.A. No, what? It turned the volume down. Turned the volume down. It's like, oh, quiet. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah. Fuck. Hey Siri, play the song "Quiet on the Set" by N.W.A.
Okay, let's hear "Quiet on the Set" by N.W.A.
Okay, let's. Turns out. Beach Racer soundtrack. Not really what I was looking for when I hit play here manually, but... Hey, Siri. Play the song Quiet on the Set by NWA.
Now playing Quiet on the Set by NWA.
I'm going to crash this car. Drive this car off into the water. That's it. Just... song. Traffic, and B, for whatever reason, there's no good signal. I don't even know if you can hear me anymore. It's a fucking vortex.
That's what I expect. 'Cause if it ain't rough, it ain't me. So It's the year 3030. And here at the Corporate Institutional Bank of Time, we find ourselves reflecting.
This is not a track I would pull for a favorites mix, but the algorithm is the algorithm.
We came back. We were always coming back.
Daddy. a foreign car you can afford. My pocket pregnant, don't want no abortion. My draw got them horses, my car got them horses. Rocket some products like they was
watch a horse.
We had no choice. Rip it down, he with that, she with that, you and that, I with that same old nigga. Yeah, death trap, I raised a nigga. How could you blame a nigga? Go everywhere, go over there, I'm trying to that change you nigga. Came on the set, 100 the bet, but I still change you nigga. You wasn't there when mama was striking. You wasn't there when mama was flexing. Told him catch up, you too far in the mustard. I had a Chevelle and one of the cutters. I went to work and I made an abundance. Gucci flip flops with the coins and the bunions. Counting blue hunters and smoking the onion. And she got an onion and I wanna run. Yeah, we hanging off the net. See that where my office at. We dressed all in black. We got them calling back. Just went to the mall and back. When you was the quarterback, I had the water sack. River there, abracadabra, I turned myself into a millionaire. Voila. I want some Gucci to your mama house just to leave it there. Ooh. River there, he with that, she with that, you and that, I with that same old nigga. Yeah, touch up, I raised a nigga. How could you blame my nigga? Go everywhere, go over there, I'm trying to that change you nigga. Came on the set, 100 the bet, but I still change you nigga.
I know something you don't know. I'm gonna get some Vans. Yeah, I know something you don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna get some Vans.
Okay, from ground to Grammys. Okay, from fans to family. I went from trips, we trying to plans to cribs in South Miami. They got my vision fancy, my trigger finger antsy. I told the bitch she got to sit down just to understand me. They asking what the plan be. I don't have a plan B. I told them bitch she got the work and just like candy to me. I mean it's hard, but it's sweet. I'm drenched God in the streets. I break the law in the sheets. I make a calm repeat.
I know something you don't know. I'm gonna get some bad. I know something you don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna get some bad.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Push it. Push it.
If you got two holes, you need to let one go. badges. We keep bugging you not too fast. We tripping off the Henny, so don't let me catch you slipping in the 50s. Ready?
Mama ain't raised no fool. Daddy told me never leave the house without my tool. Mama told me never trust a sucker nigga from the streets. Mama said she loved me and she always praying for me. But I just wanna party. I don't wanna hurt nobody, just wanna party. I don't wanna hurt nobody, just wanna party. I don't wanna hurt nobody, but I beat the fuck out of you, nigga. Why you nigga shit? Bunny on the top, east side lunatic. Gang bang, slap a bitch, I ain't with the extras. I ain't got a stunt double, you ain't got no hands, so they might let the club touch you. Is you banging or you calling, nigga? You a fax machine, we can't call it, nigga. Everybody ain't a friend, reason why I keep a foe. You wanna gamble with your life, bet that on that to the foe, nigga. She bouncing that ass, go ahead, shake it. And if she give me that back, bitch, I'ma break it. Yeah, that play is overrated, some niggas are chasing. She acting like she be nuts, some bitches are fake. You fighting to save any songs, know that you lose. These bitches the reason why some niggas be snoozing. YG, dog, you heard how they lips spray. Say you shouldn't chuck the fingers up if he ain't banging, I'm shaking. Mama ain't raised no fool. Daddy told me never leave the house without my tool. Mama told me never trust a sucker nigga from the streets. Mama say she love me and she always praying for me. But I just wanna party. I don't wanna hurt nobody, just wanna party. I don't wanna hurt nobody, just wanna party. I don't wanna hurt nobody.
But I'll beat the fuck out of a bitch while you bullshit.
Oh,
Apple Music finally catching on that I like terrible bullshit sometimes. But yeah, I don't know. Sometimes you listen to this song, we think it's even the robots think this song is terrible. But
Go where we ain't going. been notorious. See everything still glorious. We still got warriors, still be the victorious. See it's a lot of them, but it's more of us. Still got cash to blow, rocks to flow. Steal them, cats to know. Pack your flow, that's for sure. Bottles to pop, joints to rock. Play the background, hand on my jock. Holding my Glock, money to get. Cars to flip, balls to sit at and sip cognac with shoes to drip. Hoes to see, make sure they know when it's me. Drop that D, can't believe that I am C. Bad boy to the casket drop. Gotta love it, place nothing above it. It's on like that, don't believe we ain't going like that. We're always gonna be here, we there, every motherfucker's here.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
We ain't going nowhere.
We can't get stopped now.
What are you doing?
from the side to the west, make them bow to the best. Burn a bunch of money and I'm digging up the rest. Got a soul bunny and I'm broken for a check. One cent show, now I'm a choker on the neck. Drop bombs on your mom, fuck car alarms. Tats on my face, back, belly, neck, arms. Back bottom buster, can't knock my hustle. Chopper on the dresser, get it poppin', nigga, what's up? Me and my dogs in this bitch like, whoa. Jumping off the wall like, whoa. Money on the floor like, whoa. Fuck with me, you gon' get your ass, whoa.
Like we sand it up, girl.
I'm behind a self-driving vehicle. I see him driving, I see around this specific neighborhood kind of a lot. Cruise. Getcruise.com. Like, can you rent these or what do you even? No, this is all just still testing phase stuff. So, bunch of friggin' eggheads driving around in their space cars. There's a lot of hills around here, I guess, you know, if you wanted to continue to train a car on stuff. The car did just kind of break out. Like, being behind it kind of sucks a little bit because it's like it just slowed down for no good reason.
Yeah, 30.
Say some MC rhyme, so I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was meant and it went this way. Recollect I'm at the mic check on the
right. Multiple pedestrians that could have been run over by the robot car that didn't get run over by the robot car, so that's cool. Driverless cars are like jazz. It's about the pedestrians you don't run over. It seems to keep about a half a car length between it and the car in front of it at this stop sign. That's a full car length now. Seems like it slightly weaves in its lane a little bit. Like it kind of bobs back and forth in the lane. Like it's trying to sense the edges of its, you know, domain or whatever. It is not going to turn right on red, is it? It is definitely not going to turn right on red. Come the fuck on. Not only is it not turning right on red, it is fucking turning right, but is all the way left in the lane. It is not even fucking edging over like it's going to do it. Yep. All right. Fuck self-driving cars. This is the Google Street View truck here. Smile. Something about driving behind a self-driving car for a few blocks and then turning and immediately seeing the fucking Street View truck and all that shit. You start to feel like it's happening. It starts to feel like that midway point between the past and the future, which I guess every present point is by definition the midway point between the past and the future. But maybe some shit is actually happening. It's tempting to fucking sit and think, like, ugh, everything's so... static and whatever. And it was like, yeah, you know. It's not always good at the time. You see it and think about the ramifications and privacy issues. All the different shit with technology, but at the same time, you're like, yes, you know, it's kind of cool that we got to this point. At all. The internet stuff was so gradual when it was happening that it was hard to... it was hard to grasp, so that by the time that, like, phones came along, it was a lot easier to understand, because it was just like, oh, now this thing can do this, some of this stuff a computer can do, but kind of not as well. Cool, you know, like, the rise of the smartphone I mean, obviously he's fucking enormous, right? But, you know, like I first fucking saw the fucking actual internet, ass internet. In like 92. And then the World Wide Web in like 94. And, you know, prior to getting an iPhone, I had my fucking, my Danger Hip Top, my T-Mobile Sidekick, which had a really, really fucking shit-ass web browser in it. It was mainly good for AOL Instant Messenger.
Please, You know what's so funny? So the whole time when people are like, you know, the Shade Room and Baller, like all those pages on Instagram are posting people's pictures from the Met Gala, every comment was like, but where's Beyonce? But where's Beyonce? But where's Beyonce?
Yeah,
like, where was Beyonce?
What happened to Beyonce? Like, she kills it all the time. That's what I was waiting for.
Everyone was waiting for Beyonce.
Well, I heard Jay's in town. So that's why I was like, all right, they're in town and for the Met Gala. They're going to come and they're going to slay.
So why wasn't they there?
I need that question answered. Call us up 888-J45.
Is it because Kim was there?
Do you think so? Do you really think they have, like, that beef?
I don't know if they have that beef, but I could see them not really caring for Kim like that.
Speaking of Kim Kardashian, she tweeted out to her husband, to Kanye West, sorry you can't be here, but you're out there doing your 5 albums.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's working on five albums.
And they're all coming out in June.
Oh. I can't even listen to one. 5 albums?
Yeah, because he has his solo in June, his collaboration one with Kid Cudi in June.
Okay.
He's working with Teyana Taylor. She's June. Pusha T, he's June. Allegedly Nas, who's June.
That's the only one I'm going to listen to. I'm going to keep it real. That's the only one I want to listen to, the one with Nas.
And you want
to
know something funny? So I saw that Tekashi came out and said he's actually on Kanye's album, too.
I wouldn't be surprised. They're both on that same craziness level. I keep it real. They're both on that crazy. Speaking of Tekashi 6ix9ine, happy birthday to him.
Yeah, he's 22, right?
Yes, he turned 22 today. Round of applause to Tekashi. Every year he gets, you know, maybe he gets a little normal.
One would hope.
Yeah, maybe one part of his hair would come out normal. That's how it goes. But happy birthday to him. Now, what I really want to speak about, because I'm going to have 2 topics today.
Okay.
And one topic, I'll tell you, hold off. We're going to get back.
Where is Lord Seer?
But this topic is crazy. So, my brother.
What is happening?
From another mother, DJ Khaled, goes on a radio show and states that he doesn't eat the cooch.
Coming off wet. And for all y'all suckers that don't know, check it out. Make it a man.
been getting slammed around here is this energy drink. Oh. That can is empty. Oh. Mmm.
Out there, and let me tell you something. I got a song that you can play. You can have it on your iPod.
Hush. All right, I'm here. I'm gonna go. Have a good Tuesday. I will see you later.